Turn with me, please, to the book of Deuteronomy. I get a reverberation here. Am I doing something wrong? All right. Book of Deuteronomy, please, chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 29. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. That's our subject tonight. Consider their latter end. 2 Samuel chapter 2. 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26. Then Abner called to Joab and said, "Shall the sword devour forever? Knowest thou not that it will be bitterness in the latter end?" Proverbs chapter 19, the latter end. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Verse 8, this was a favorite verse of my father. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. The latter end. Better is the end than the beginning. Isaiah 47. Isaiah chapter 47. Verse 7. Thus thou sayest, I shall be a lady forever, speaking of Babylon, so that thou didst not lay these things to heart, neither didst thou remember the latter end of it. The latter end. Better is the beginning than the end. We are all familiar with that race, do you remember the race? The turtle and the rabbit. You remember that? The rabbit challenged the turtle to a race. I have never understood that. Why would a rabbit challenge a turtle to a race? But more astonishing is the turtle said yes. And they started at the starting line. And the fox gave the signal, on your marks, get set, go. And off went the rabbit. Oh, he was fast. And there was Mr. Turtle prodding along, slow but sure. The rabbit was so near the end, he said to himself, I'm going to stop and rest. And he stopped to rest and he fell asleep. Meanwhile, the turtle prodded and prodded and prodded, saw the rabbit sleeping and kept going, and was near the finishing line. The rabbit woke up and saw the turtle near the finishing line, and he made a dash, but the turtle got there first. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Let's look at a few Bible characters and see how they ended. Deuteronomy chapter 34. Deuteronomy 34. I must be getting old. These lights don't seem to do for me what they do for the younger men. Deuteronomy chapter 34, Verse 5. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died in the land of Moab according to the word of the Lord. And he, the Lord, buried him. Oh my, what a latter end. The Lord buried him in a valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Peor. No man knows where his sepulcher is today. He buried him in a valley in the land of Moab against Beth Peor. No man knows. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, his natural force not abated. The children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Oh my. What a latter end. God buried him, and they mourned for him 30 days. How'd you like to go that way? That's a good latter end, don't you think? Second Chronicles chapter 16. Second Chronicles chapter 16. Verses 13 and 14. Second Chronicles 16, verses 13 and 14. Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. They buried him in his own sepulchres, which he had made for himself in the city of David, laid him in the bed which was full with sweet odors and divers spices. Notice that. Sweet odors and divers spices was in his sepulchre. And they made a great burning for him. Can you imagine? Sweet spices, divers odors, and then you light them up. What's going to go up? Fragrance. A delightful aroma. That was his latter end. Chapter 21. Verse 18. And after all this, the Lord smote him in his bowels with an incurable disease. It came to pass that in the process of time, after the end of 2 years, his bowels fell out by reason of his sickness. So he died of sore diseases. The people made no burning for him like the burning of his fathers. What a latter end. For one, there was a great burning. No burning for him. What a latter end. Second Chronicles chapter 23. Second Chronicles chapter 23. Verse 21, speaking of Athaliah, all the people of the land rejoiced. The city was quiet after that they had slain Athaliah with the sword. They were glad that she was gone. What a latter end. One, a fragrance goes up and they mourn 30 days. Another one, they're glad that he was gone. You know anybody that you're glad that they're gone? I can think of some in our latter-day history. Some of those fellows out there in the East. Saddam Hussein. Who was glad that he died? Almost everybody. And some of those other fellows. What a sad latter end. Jeremiah chapter 22. The latter end. Jeremiah chapter 22. Verse 18. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother or sister, He shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, or glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, of a donkey. Oh, my. What a latter end. When I was a boy in New York City, now, you won't see this now. If you want to see a horse, you have to go to the zoo. But they used to have what they call the dead horse wagon. And when the dead horse wagon was coming through, everybody went inside, closed the doors and the windows. I wonder why. A terrible stench came from the dead horse wagon. He was buried with the buried of an ass. What a latter end. What a sad latter end. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 4. The latter end. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. By it being dead, he speaks. Isn't that amazing? Way back there, and Abel is still speaking. And there are some in the world today who are still speaking. Some who have passed on, and they're still speaking. Some of those great preachers of a past day, they still speak. Some of those great writers of a past day, they still speak. I remember I was about 14 years of age, and I was near my father's library, and I said to myself, I must read some of these books and learn a little bit about the Bible. And I picked out one, and my father came in and said, Arthur, I'm glad to see that you're interested in the Bible, but the book that you're reading is not the best. And he gave me a volume by McIntosh. He's dead, but he still speaks. And I learned so much from McIntosh, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and so forth. Dead, but he still speaks. And I think of some others. Most of us use the Scofield Bible, many of us, shall I say. He's gone. He's dead. But he still speaks. Dead, but he speaks. I think of Vine and Hogg. I never saw them, never knew them. I was in Bermuda back in 1977, I think it was. And I met a brother there, Arthur Clark. Now, Arthur Clark was a pupil of Vine and Hogg. And Arthur Clark said, oh, he was a good man. And one morning he said to me, would you like to take an English walk? I didn't know what an English walk was. He just walked. Oh, he came there with his fists up. And he started to walk. I said, there's only one way to stop this man. And I asked him some questions. He knew the foliage of the Bermuda very well. As soon as he stopped, he would start again. And I'd see something else and ask him. He was a pupil of Hogg and Vine. I never saw Hogg or Vine. But talking to him, he told me what Hogg and Vine had told him. They're dead, but they still speak. Many of you are familiar with Hogg and Vine's commentary on the Thessalonians. You're familiar with their dictionary of Old Testament and New Testament words. They still speak. I think of others who still speak. How many of you remember Dr. Rose? He still speaks. He's gone. He's with the Lord. But I remember things that he said. And if you want to hear him speak, buy some of his books. He still speaks. Now, beloved, you must be careful, especially you young folks, be careful what you read. Of course, they tell me I am very biased, and I agree. I believe in assembly writers. Anybody else? And there's a series called Assembly Writers. Men of assembly background, all of them dead, but they still speak. Get that volume. Get the series of volumes, I should say. You'll learn a lot about the Word of God. Then more recently, and many of you have this series, What the Bible Teaches by Assembly Writers. They still speak. Then there is another series called The Serious Christian by Assembly Writers. They still speak. And then there's another by Assembly Writers called Classic Assembly Writers. Now you say, you're very biased. I grant you that. Don't hold it against. But if you really want to learn the Word of God, you read those authors and those writers. You know who else still speaks? You remember Brother Julius English? He still speaks. He's dead. He's with the Lord. Oh, but I remember many a Sunday morning he would stand up. And one thing impressed me about that brother loves the Lord. There's no question about it. And he still speaks. I think of another brother who still speaks. He often used to say, I don't want to rust out. I want to wear out for the Lord. He was very vigorous in his preaching. While preaching, he fell over this podium dead. He wore out. He wore out. He didn't rust out. Oh, beloved, what is your latter end going to be? What is your latter end going to be like? Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. The latter end. How are you going to end up? Matthew chapter 25. Verse 14, the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. He that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. Likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other. Verse 19, after a long time, the Lord of these servants cometh and reasoneth with them, or reckons with them. He that had received 5 brought another 5. The Lord said unto him, verse 21, well done. The one that had received 2, the Lord said, well done. I wonder what he's going to say to Arthur Carnes on that day. Have you any idea? I'd like him to say, well done. What a latter end that would be. What is he going to say to you, well done? Is he going to say, well done, beloved? The latter end. Let us so live that at the latter end, the Lord will say, well done, good and faithful servant. I'm about finished. I think you got the point. I don't have to say any more. One additional point. There may be those here who are not saved, not believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, not hoping and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ for your latter end. 1 Peter 4, verse 17. I have a question for you. 1 Peter 4, verse 17. Question. The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, this is the question. What shall the end be of those that obey not the gospel? What is your end going to be? And the answer is found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. To you who are troubled with us, when the Lord Jesus Christ shall receive, revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel. If you are here and you have not obeyed the gospel, you can look forward to a time of vengeance. I often say to myself, speaking to my brother too, I'm so glad I'm saved. I wouldn't want God to take vengeance on me.
Oh my.
Can you picture that? God taking vengeance upon you? But my friend, if you are here and Jesus Christ is not your Savior, that will be your latter end. I'm finished. Let us all consider what will be our latter end. How are we going to end? Will the Lord say unto us, well done? What will he say? What a latter end this is going to be. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And as I read the news and listen to the news, do you know, beloved, that among the leaders in this world, there is so much confusion? Why, here in the Congress of the United States, they can't agree. They don't agree among themselves. They don't agree with the president. They don't agree with this person and with that nation. Oh, my. It's just as the Lord said, wars and rumors against wars. Nation against nation and kingdom. That's civil war against kingdom. Our latter end is going to be with the Lord. Let us so live and enjoy the Lord that we'll be glad when that latter end comes, when we all get to heaven. Where's our song leader?